supplies last. Offer ends 8/31/19.
WSOL HD2 Yulee. W272CQ Jacksonville. Sunny 102.3. Jacksonville's greatest hits.
She's come undone. She didn't know what she was headed for. And when I found what she was headed for, it was too late. She's come undone. She found a mountain that was far too high. And when she found out she couldn't fly, the sun. She's come undone. She wanted truth, but all she got was lies. Came the time to realize, and it was too late. She's come undone. She didn't know what she was headed for. And when I found what she was headed for, the sun. She's come undone. Too many mountains, not enough stairs to climb. Too many churches, not enough truth. Too lost the sun. She's come undone.
Jacksonville's greatest hits. Sunny 102.3.
Let's get back to the Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show here on Sunny 102.3. The Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. If you want to be a part of the show, we'd love to hear from you. The call-in number is 904-831-1023. That's 904-831-1023. And now, here's your host, Rick Hale, along with Joe Dion and Jeff Altman.
I'll tell you what, it's strange how fast these hours go. During the break, Chip just brought up something, and I'm hoping that Spencer Brogdon, he's supposed to be calling in here anytime now. But the trout bite maybe in the intercoastal was a little slow, but, buddy, did they tear it up in the surf and around that Jacksonville Beach Pier?
Yep, caught a lot of trout out there.
A lot of trout, yeah. And now they're saying tarpon breaking the finger mullet up in shallow water.
Yep.
And that's going on. And quite a few nice redfish are being caught. So it's like the surf.
I wouldn't know. I don't get to fish this time of the year. My bad.
Right, I'll tell you what,
I don't get any guy. I don't have the time to. It just kills me.
I haven't caught a fish this year.
I do too.
I'm with you.
I'm a fall winter. Fall winter spring.
Ready to get back out there.
Oh, no, I need to.
I need to get some trout. I need to get some flounder.
I just want to bend a rod.
Guys, we got Mitch on line one. Mitch, how you doing?
Good, sir.
How can we help you, sir?
Is this Mitch Taylor?
Yes, sir.
Hey, my brother, what's happening?
Just calling you, man. We got a sponsor check for you.
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna put you on. Yeah, he does. Mitch is always sponsored. Last year was the first year he didn't because he was in between companies, but he's coming on board. What's the name of the company, Mitch?
There you go.
So Chip, yeah, we'll be sponsored under our crane and rigging division this year, Frontier Specialized.
Frontier Specialized.
Nice. Well,
anyway, what I want to talk to you about was trout. I hear you talking about them on the beach.
Yes, sir.
You know, when I go to when I fish Grand Isle, Louisiana, when a Florida guy goes over there, we always, you know, we don't have the same fishery, so we're really a little bit better fishermen than those Louisiana guys. when we get there, but most of the good fish over there are caught in the surf as well. So I think if you go up and down the beach, Jack's Beach, you're going to do better trout fishing than you will in the river. Now, Eddie might disagree, but, you know, he is big show for a reason.
Well, we were just talking about that, Mitch. I just said it's, you know, we're like my fishing this year, how long the trout have stayed in the surf, because I used to just give up on it. But, I mean, they were there. You know, they're ocean-bearing fish. I mean, they're in the ocean before they move into the river. But I agree with you, man. They're all up and down that, you know. I tell you where I really want to go try, Mitch, is Hannah Park, because it's closer Hannah Park to the jam down there. You know, if there's no swell, of course, you got to do it when there's no surf. I mean, it's got to be a foot or less. I just don't like it out there when it's bumpy. It just, you know, but I find myself catching all my fish right after the wave breaks in the whitewater. Like, everybody steps up and throws way out there as far as they can, Rick. I catch all my fish in knee-deep or less.
That's where I go.
They're not way out there. I mean, they are out there, but they're up there chasing the bait.
I've never used a 12- or 14-foot pole. I've always used an 8-foot pole surf fishing.
Well, I'm out there just with my plug-in rods, you know, just throwing. I'm throwing a 27MR, and, I mean, one time I had, like, 16 in a row. I was like, I was with Sean Solo. But you're right, Mitch. And it's also fun because, and then when the sun comes up, usually the bite, it just wanes down. Yeah. But, I find myself trying to get out there as much as I can. We've had a very flat summer. The surfers will tell you it's been the worst year for waves, ever. Yeah. It's been no waves this year. And that's why they think the kingfish bite's been so hot this year, because we didn't get a lot of surf and a lot of wind, and it stayed hot and the water stayed clear. And they blistered the kingfish this year. That's like one of the best kingfish runs I've seen in a while.
Yeah, of course, the Jack's Beach Pier didn't catch anything, but the appears
Flagler.
That's what I'm trying to think of. You got that, Joe?
Yes.
Hey, Mitch.
Okay. Flagler. I just curious.
I'm off next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, so let's pencil it in. I'll come to you. We can catch lunch or something like that, but I want to get with you and get that check, and I really appreciate it, man.
Sounds good, man. Well, I just want to call and let you know, and also anybody that wants to catch trout on the beach, you know, you can still do it out of a poling skiff on the beach.
Oh, yeah. Well, you don't even know. You can also do it in knee-deep water with just a rod and a reel. You don't even need a boat.
That's right.
Mitch, one more time, since you're donating this money, what's the name of your business?
It will be under Frontier Specialized.
Okay, and what is that, Mitch?
It's over-dimensional, oversized transportation and crane and rigging.
Okay.
Yeah, Mitch is an architect.
Okay.
Guys, good one, too. You're not an architect?
I'm a general contractor.
Well, you're a GC now. Oh, God bless you.
Well, y'all need to go see Mitch and support him.
Yeah.
Right? So,
well,
Mitch, thank you for the call, and thank you for supporting the Flounder Pounder, buddy.
Thank you,
all
Mitch.
Right, sir, we'll see you. Thank you.
That's a great, you know, great people like
that. Well, Mitch is sponsored. He sponsored me for like almost 4 or 5 years in a row. And then, you know, that's another thing about being a sponsor. I don't always expect people to come back. And then people kind of want to just like, they don't want to tell me they can't do it that year. If you've done it once, you're always golden in my book. You know, you don't expect people to do it every year. So Mitch reached out to me last year, said he was in transition, that he couldn't sponsor. He'd come back this year and, you know, he did what he said he was going to do.
Man that stood
man
by
of his word.
That's it. Okay. Jeff, what you been doing, buddy?
Oh, not a whole lot. I've been taking care of my dad the last few days. doing that. My stepmom's out of town, and
us old folks appreciate you young guys.
Yeah, giving her a little break. It's definitely a different world.
It is a different world.
And want to say hey to a friend of mine, Cindy. She's listening. So
hi, Cindy.
Yep. Things going good, you know. Hopefully tonight I'm going to get out there, get my dad taken care of, and I'm going to go fish for an hour or two out in Shad Creek, see what's back there.
Good.
The creek, I tell you what, the water in the morning and in the evening times is absolutely beautiful right now.
That's what everybody's saying.
Yeah.
Now, Chip, what's your opinion? Why is this water all of a sudden cleared up so much around
here? We have the lack of rain. So that's, we don't have all the places dumping out. Mm-hmm. I mean, the water, we went a while with not any hard rain. Now, we've had some rain. You know, I bet you that water's pushing from down south coming this way.
That's like down Steinhatchee. Oh, my God. What'd they get, like 30 inches of rain?
Yeah, I'm sure it muddied everything up.
Yeah, they're getting it every afternoon over there.
Yeah. It's been like, horrible.
Water clarity plays a big part. If you pull up to a spot and you look down and you can't see your foot of your trolling motor, you just need to leave. If you're going to throw plugs.
Yeah.
If you're plug fishing, I mean, if you just can't, I mean, you got to seek out and find the cleaner water. And then if it's just dirty everywhere, it's just, that's why you didn't get the bite wasn't good.
Water, you find the fish.
Find the clean water, you find the fish. You know, just give me some 68 degree days.
Chip, you go to the valley, what are you hunting?
Well, I hunt for trout,
right?
You know, but I mean, this time of the year, the reason why I think the valley does so well in the winter is because the same reason why I don't go down in the summer. The summertime, the temperature is 4 to 5 degrees warmer because it just sits right there. Well, in the wintertime, the water temperature is going to be warmer
than it normally is.
Right, and that's one reason why I like to fish down there. Now, I didn't have a great year last year down there, and every year is different. You know, I mean, but I expect it. You know, I'll be down there sniffing around when that water temperature hits about 72.
Yeah, people, what he's talking about is the water comes in from the Mayport jetties, and it meets the water coming in from the St. Augustine jetty.
It meets about where Barbara Jean's is. That's where it's separate. You'll have it still coming in this way, and you'll have it come this way, and then it kind of meets. It's a unique tidal down there.
It's like a 60-foot rip there, about 60-foot high right there.
Yeah. Well, you know, and if you do get a little current down there, which is not very often, the fish will fire off when you get a little more current. Right. But it's a nice place to go down there and throw lures that don't – you don't have to worry about being in the river, you know, on your trolling motor on 10, trying to hang in there at the whiteshell jetties or, you know, and it's humping out. It's kind of like bass fishing to me down there. You don't even have to use that much trolling motor. You can go down there, Rick, and do it.
And there's two or three special snook holes in the area, but we won't discuss them.
I'm out. I haven't had one in probably 2 years down there. But I was on them there for a while, but then we had that one freeze, not the one in 2010, but the one we had about 3 years ago, and they were floating down the intercoastal. There were 7-8 pounders floating down the ditch.
Yeah, I was excited. I got a new boat.
Yeah.
The Mozo. Have you ever heard of them?
Mm-mm. No.
You said Bozo?
Mo.
Mo, that's Bo's brother.
Actually, they're the ones that make the big speedboats that Ray used to be racing out there.
Yeah, because you got rid of your other one, right?
No, my other one.
He still got it.
Did the motor die?
The motor's great. Motor is too good. It ripped off the bottom of the boat. Almost sunk. It was not a good situation at all. I had a patch put on it, and evidently the patch didn't hold.
Oh, it didn't hold?
And then when we were going flying down, it just peeled off the bottom of the boat when the patch didn't hold.
How about your bilge pump? Was it working good?
Thank God. Thank God.
Yeah, you don't like to leave the dock without an active working bilge.
No, the motors is I got a 92-stroke, and it runs like a champ.
Is that the one you were selling?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Couldn't sell the boat.
Did you sell the motor?
Free boat.
Did you sell the motor?
I got five people wanting
it. Okay, yeah. They like that 92-stroke because it's light. They like to put them on these polling skiffs.
And then we got a couple of trolling motors we're going to sell. So we're ready to go.
Well, I expect to see you down in the valley this winter.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll see Taylor down there, too.
Listening to the new Fish Florida Gone Fishing Radio Show, Sunny 102.3 FM in Jacksonville, Florida. Call us live, 831-1023, area code 904. If you're outside the Northeast Florida area, you can tune in by streaming the show on your computer or by downloading the app. for your phone on the website at fishfloridagonefishing.com. There is no G in that word fishing. It's fishing. fishfloridagonefishing.com. Go by there, check it out. You can download the app, get all the info you need, and you'll even see Victoria's picture on there. Y'all stand by. I'll be right back.
Southern Sportsman is now open on the south side of Arlington Expressway. They stock everything an outdoorsman thrives, from firearms and fishing, archery and knives. They've got bows by Hoyt, Obsession and Prime, with an archery range for practice time. Everything's there a fisherman digs, from T. Allen rods to TBS jigs. Guns by Glock can always be found at Southern Sportsman, the best in town. Located at 8324 Arlington Expressway. Give them a call today at 903-2745. That's 903-2745. Florida Fab Works. If it's broke, we can weld it. If it's real broke, then we'll just fabricate you a new one. Welding takes years to master. At Florida Fab Works, they've been welding and fabricating for over 2 decades now. They weld anodized aluminum and stainless steel. Take a good close look at the T-top, the pulling platforms, the grab rails, and the leaning post on your vessel. If they need attention, give Florida Fab Works a call today. All new customers get 10% off any welding or fabrication. Florida Fab Works. Call 639-0365. That's 639-0365. Online at floridafabworks.com. For the finest soft plastic and topwater baits, use what the pros use, Down South Lures. If you're one of those skinny water anglers out there looking to boat some speckled trout or redfish, Down South Lures has you covered. Their Southern Shad line of soft plastic baits come in a variety of colors for clear and stained water use. Down South Lures is a family-owned and operated business that was inspired to make their own line of fishing lures because of their love for our coast and the great fishing that it offers. Get online now and visit DownSouthLures.com. That's DownSouthLures.com.
The best way to go fishing around here is to join Jacksonville Boat Club. We furnish the boats, the insurance, and take care of all the maintenance. You'll enjoy completely hassle-free valet service on the premier fleet in the Southeast. When you arrive at the dock, your boat will be ready to go. You won't spend hours getting it ready or have to wait in line at the marina or boat ramp. Just remember, we clean the boats, but you clean the fish. JacksBoatClub.com.
You wouldn't trust just anyone on where to find your next big catch, would you? So why trust anyone when it comes to buying or selling your home? When the experts at RealKeeper Realty can help you navigate your way through the biggest financial move you'll make in your life. Just like fishing, when you're selling your home, you got to put out the right bait to attract the best buyers. And when it comes to buying the right home for you and your family, we'll stay the course and make sure you find a real keeper. For all of your real estate needs, give RealKeeper Realty a call. 904-414-4000. Real Keeper Realty, your home, your future, our commitment.
Atlantic Coast Marine, the name to remember for Maverick, Hughes, Pathfinder, Canoe, and Sundance boats. We're also a full-line Yamaha dealer with the best prices on Yamaha engines. A winner of Yamaha's Best in Class 3 years running, Atlantic Coast Marine will get you set up with the right engine the first time. We offer a huge service facility performing everything from fiberglass repair to engine rebuilds. Atlantic Coast Marine, 13748 Atlantic Boulevard at the Intercoastal Waterway. Call 221-0793. That's 221-0793.
Let's get back to the Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show here on Sunny 102.3. The Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. If you want to be a part of the show, we'd love to hear from you. The call-in number is 904-831-1023. That's 904-831-1023. And now, here's your host, Rick Hale, along with Joe Dion and Jeff Altman.
Guys, Lou's and Strike King, they're proud to announce that they're awarding freshman scholarships.
Really?
Fish and tackle to certain young people. This year they offered 5 scholarships to people that are young men that are fishermen and that are interested in getting into the study of wildlife or ecology. One gentleman's very interested in environmental science and forestry. He got a scholarship. And another one, let me see, he's doing some mechanical engineering, has to do with something with waterways. It's just interesting to see now that that the fish and tackle companies are getting in, recognizing the youth, and also offering scholarships. We got a lot of schools now that have bass fishing teams.
Yeah, fishing teams and stuff.
I know the college area up around the Tennessee and that Kentucky area, a lot of those schools have bass tournaments for colleges now. So that's great to see the young people and the fishing community getting together.
Yeah.
And that really brings in new life into the industry and into the sport.
Yeah, they do. I think, well, Sean Solo, he runs the, Fletcher has a fishing
yeah,
club.
Fletcher has
yeah,
Fletcher.
Sean started it. Yes, they yeah. do. Yeah, Sean started it, and he's got, I mean, and he's had a no, lot when of I, people when sponsor. I went there, he sponsored it, didn't he?
One time I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I went to Fletcher, we took surfing. That was our
yeah, I know. Well, the fishing's
back
coming
in
around.
The day.
Oh, yeah.
Be able to go surfing for our first two periods. That was great.
Oh, I know. I always hated when the wave's always good during the week when you had to go to school. I mean, you can only save so many days when you're skipping. You know, I think back when I went to school, it was only nine days a semester
yep.
that you could have. And, I mean, you'd like to save your best ones so when you want to skip when the waves are the best.
To get off fishing just for a second, we had our first, back in the 60s when we were some of the first fish, surfers in the area. And we had a first big day. It was called Big Monday, and the newspaper was down there taking pictures and TV channel. And we were all down at the old Atlantic Beach Pier surfing.
Oh, okay. I remember the old pier down there.
You could walk out. And
La Chateau right there by the chateau? Yeah.
No, Atlantic Beach Hotel.
Oh, okay, so it was south of
yeah,
the chateau.
South of the chateau. Well, the next day we all came in back to school with our notes from our parents, and the dean of always had the pictures from the newspapers and so on. There was about 10 of us that he had picked out. We handed him our fake readmission slip.
Your handwritten notes.
Right. And we ended up bending
signed
over.
Signed Rick's mom.
We bended over and got our three spots.
But that, you know what's so yep. funny, Rick? I mean, I hate to get all the, I did the same thing, but we were skipping and we went to Hannah Park, and the guy that was driving didn't want to pay. You know, he goes, "We're not paying." And I was like, "Man, I'll pay it." So he went through the exit, right? Well, you know, he's driving through the exit because back then, I'm only talking about like 82, 83. So we went through the exit, and of course, here comes a police officer. And so he stopped us, and he says, "What do you got? How come you're not in school?" So he ended up calling our dean of boys, and he says, "I want you guys to come back right now." I was like, "Dude, we're going to get SWATs anyhow. We're going surfing." So after the police officer let us go, then we had to go back the next morning, and I ended up getting three SWATs.
You're right.
Bend over and grab the chair, and they always had the cheerleader was the one that was had to be a witness. I mean, he would lift you up. I mean, our dean was Dean Blackwood. He was 6'6", and he had a big board. But you know, that's the reason why, you know, they don't let them do that no more. They're so rude to people.
That's the reason
why there weren't, you know.
We didn't have problems in high school.
Yeah, it was like the coach, I was not getting SWATs from him, you know.
Well, the Dean Blackwood was also was an assistant on the football team.
Yeah,
he tore us up for
always,
that one.
The coach always wanted me. I was like, no, I'll do detention that day. Two SWATs in the morning, two SWATs at lunch, and, you know, before I'd get on the bus to go.
All right, Chip, you brought it up, and you stated it's going to pass.
And that's, the trial, the regulations. Kind of bizarre that it's 15 to 19. I mean, where did they come up with this?
But it's only 4 inches, and that's it.
Yeah, but, I mean, why not 15 to 20? I mean, that's what it, just don't keep anything over 20. I mean, that 1 inch.
Yeah.
Because I guess they didn't want to have that confusion there anymore.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I can think of on that. But so your trout is really a small slot fish.
Yeah, 15 to 19, that's not a lot.
No,
but
you
usually catch, you know, I mean, you'll get into those quick. So you'll be able to get your five fast if, you know, you get on a bite. Yeah. Now that we get the big ones, you just got to ensure that you release them, catch and release, which I usually keep. I don't catch a lot of big ones like Eddie with the sevens and the eights and nines. I mean, my nickname is 4-5-6.
What do you want to do with Reg? You want to go to one or stay
yeah
with
I'll
two?
Go back to one.
I do too.
I don't red fish as much as I used to, but I mean, two is a lot. It's a lot of fish. I mean, I'd say go back to one. Some people say no, but I don't catch a lot of reds like I used to.
I don't think anybody does.
Yeah.
I catch enough.
Yeah, I mean, I don't target, let's put it this way, I don't really go out and specifically fish for them. But I just don't. I mean, when they went to two, they were abundant, you know. But I mean, we got to preserve our fishery. Right. We got to be conservationists, you know. I think what needs to be addressed next is the flounder, and we need to go to a 15-inch minimum, or 14, and keep five per person. No upper slot limit. Just 15 minimum, five per person.
Well,
I don't understand why they haven't addressed it.
We had Jill from FWC on last week. And we were talking about that, and
they'll be looking at it eventually.
They are looking at it now.
Yeah, 12 inch. Come on,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
You can see right through it.
We had a good discussion on that, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, flounder are a plentiful fish. I mean, they're, you know, we think they are. We don't know they are, but I mean, they are one of the fish that aren't going to get, you know, they do, you know, they stay near the bottom. There must be thousands of them. The guys gig them till there's no end, which I don't have a problem with gigging. I just don't think that the giggers get regulated because there's hardly any enforcement at night. If you go out there at night, I mean, I'm not saying people are going over the limit.
I've pulled up at Clapboard Creek, like pulling in about, you know, 12:31 in the morning in my kayak, and FWC be sitting there waiting.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm okay with it, but I just think the giggers. I mean, if you're allowed to gig a 12-inch flounder, they'll stick it. You know, you think they'd want to look over it, but they'll stick. But we don't have the option when we catch one. When you're hooking line, is like, okay, we're going to release it. But if it's illegal for them to do it and they're keeping 10 per person, and you got four guys gigging, that's 40 flounder. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah. That's a big hit.
It's a big hit, and it's just no meat still.
Yeah, go over to Volano Bridge right now at night. Look at Porpoise Point and watch all the giggers. It's lit up like the 4th of July out there. Oh, yeah, they're stabbing them all the time. That big sandbar out there, they're getting them.
I can remember Larry Minyard winning your tournament about 3 to 4 years ago, back when I was sponsoring the kayak tournament.
Oh, he got second.
He got second.
He had a 9-pounder.
Now, he was catching
St. Augustine.
St. Augustine, where he fishes mostly for his flounder.
Yeah. They've had a good run down there. I don't keep up with it as much as I just see, you know, posting. Well, the big fish now was caught in St. Augustine, the 10.5 that Joe Capo caught. He caught that after, actually, the best bite I've ever had of weighing in fish was 2 weeks after Matthew. When Hurricane Matthew hit, and then 2 weeks later I had my tournament, and I had the most people weigh in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, almost 50 boats weighed in. And I had the 10, I mean, he had a 10 and a half, he had an 8, a 6. I mean, there was a lot of good fish weighed in that day.
That wasn't the same year Larry
got? Larry got second the first year of the tournament. He's never won it. He got second place with a 9-pounder. And then the guy that won it had a 10.49.
10.49.
Yeah, he backed it in. That's when I did it at Hexer Drive, and he backed his boat in. He was by himself. Mm. And the guy that was leading it, because we are on that bulkhead right there at Hexer Drive Marina, the one out there. Whatever, I forget the name of it. Anyhow, so we were all standing looking down, and Larry did a big old Bassmasters. You know, he reached in there and put it in the thing and just kind of held it up, and everyone went, yeah, you know. So we had to walk it to the scale, and I think it weighed like 9.7 something. It was a big fish.
Now, he did good on one-on-ones over here at Beach Marine also about 3 or 4 years ago. He either second or third or in the top.
Yeah, he's never won it. Larry hadn't fished with us in the last few years.
Yeah.
He's out hunting.
And that's one of the reasons a lot of guys don't fish mine, which I'm okay with, is that it's usually right in gun season, and, you know, they only get so many weekends for gun season for the guys to go. But I think I'll have 200 boats this year. I did 176 last year. I think we'll get 200.
But that's boats.
Right.
How many people?
Well, I mean, do the math. Some people have two, some have four.
Now,
800 to 1,000 people
fishing. I'm glad you brought this up. When you register your boat to enter the tournament, is that everybody that wants to fish on it, or do you have individual people?
No. You don't have to have one guy registering, but the key is if you're going to have a junior angler, you have to register the junior angler. And if you're going to have a women angler this year, you have to register her because, well, we don't have a problem with it anymore, but what we found in the first couple of years is people just walk out, go, oh, my kid's in the junior angler, you know, so they would throw the fish out. And also, in the women's division and the junior anglers, their fish cannot count towards the general tournament. So let's say dad popped an 8-pounder and he wants junior to win the junior angler. Well, you have to decide whether you want him to win the junior or you want to win the main one, because there's no, you can't weigh that fish in with the general.
Okay, so in other words, the ladies, if the ladies' top fish is heavier than anything in the tournament,
right? They still can't win it
if she goes into the ladies.
If she goes in the ladies, right? We've had that discussion before. And we do it that way because, number one, I don't want somebody to come up and go, here's my wife with her 8-pounder, and then go, okay, put it back in the sack. She has to be ready to win it. She's going to have a zip tie in it, and I'm going to weigh it as a woman's, and they get top three. And then that fish stays away, and then you'll have the general bag. You know, that way it just eliminates a lot of the, you know, people. I'm not saying people will do it, but let's just say I really want you to win it, but her husband catches it. But then are you going to let her win the women's, or you want to try to win the general? Yeah. It's up to you.
Guys, I got another website I want you to go check out if you can get a chance to do it here. Go to wildlifeflorida.org. It is called the Fish and Wildlife Foundation of Florida. You're talking about conservation, this is what you want to check out. Fish and Wildlife Foundation of Florida. The website is wildlifeflorida.org. You can find them on Facebook. Check them out. You're going to like it. Fish and Wildlife Foundation of Florida. Y'all stand by. We'll be right back on the Fish Florida Gone Fishing Radio Show on Sunny 102.3 FM in Jacksonville, Florida, number 831-1023. Website, fishfloridagonefishing.com. Stand by.
It's an evening of Southern Rock at the Florida Theater with the Pure Prairie League, Poco, and two-time Platinum Award winner, Firefall. The Pure Prairie League celebrates 50 years of great music with Poco and Firefall, Friday, August 30th at the Florida Theater. Get your tickets now at the box office or at floridatheater.com.
Hey Jumbo Shrimp fans, this is broadcaster Roger Hoover. The Jumbo Shrimp wrap up the home schedule from Friday to Tuesday against the Mobile Bay Bears. Promotions include Napa Family Fireworks on Redshirt Friday, Frozen Shrimp Night and Scampi Bobblehead Giveaway on Saturday, Baptist Health Sunday Family Fun Day with postgame fireworks, Bi-Star Credit Union Charity Begins at Home Monday, and Community First Credit Union 2 for Tuesday. Remember, you can catch all Jumbo Shrimp games here on the radio on Sunny 102.3.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Home Depot is making finding your color and choosing the right paint easier than ever with curated palettes of this year's most popular colors and new paint selection tools online and in-store. You can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Now get a colorful new experience with the Home Depot's paint expertise and selection of top quality brands, colors, and finishes. Get your paint project done right with gallons of Behr Premium Plus from just $24.98 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
It's Kohl's Super Saturday. Take an extra 15% off. Graphic tees are just $7.64. Girl stretch denim, $14.45. Women's shoes, $16.99. And the Keurig K-Mini Plus, $84.99. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Plus, free Amazon returns now at all Kohl's stores. It's Super Saturday at Kohl's.
Select styles, 15% offer valid August 21st through 28th with promo code HEATWAVE15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey, Paul.
Sprintern.
Did you know you can switch to Sprint and get both our unlimited plan and the brilliant iPhone XR included?
Go on.
For just $35 per month per line for 5 lines of unlimited.
Go on.
And iPhone XR has a longer-lasting battery life.
Go on.
Well, that's it. It's that simple.
It sure is. Plus, Sprint is offering a new 100% total satisfaction guarantee. Try it for 30 days, love it, or get your money back. An unlimited plan and the brilliant iPhone XR for just $35 per month. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
iPhone XR 64GB, $15 a month, up to $16.25 a month. Credit for 18 months. Credit apply within 2 bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 9:30, 20, pay $32 per month per line with auto-pay, data deprioritization, during congestion. 30-day guarantee, select exclusions apply. Coverage and offer not available. Otherwise, speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
Let's get back to the Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show here on Sunny 102.3. The Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. If you want to be a part of the show, we'd love to hear from you. The call-in number is 904-831-1023. That's 904-831-1023. And now, here's your host, Rick Hale, along with Joe Dion and Jeff Altman.
Hey, okay, we're back. We got 30 minutes left in the show. We got in studio today live Mr. Chip Davis with the Flounder Pounder.
Mr. Flounder Pounder himself.
Flounder Pounder. Flounder Pounder Founder.
FP Nation.
Flounder Pounder Founder. Say it as fast as you can, Joe.
FCC's listening.
I appreciate you guys having me on, Rick. I want to try to come back maybe in October as we get closer to the tournament. It's always a pleasure.
Well, yeah, we want to have you back right before the tournament. And
hopefully we'll be on 4 hours in. So.
Four?
Yeah, we're shooting for four. Rick don't know it yet, but we're shooting for four.
We are?
Yeah.
You got Rick a pillow in here so he can take a quick nap in between hours.
But the show gets into my nap time.
Right.
Well, you know, they got something coming up that's actually we're going to sponsor and the show back for Dick's Wings is the Safe Harbor Spot Tournament. And Jim Suber is on that board. And I said, hey, it's for the Safe Harbor Boys Home.
Right.
And he was talking to me about it. And I said, well, you can count us in as a $500 sponsor.
Trina Polkey puts that on. I told them that it's going to be one of my two tournaments.
I might fish with Tyler. It's September 21st, awesome. Though, isn't it? I got to work that weekend. It's the 21st of September.
I'm sure you could.
Yeah, I might be able to. That would be cool. He loves getting out on the boat. You know what he loves more than anything? He likes just to ride.
Right.
Yeah, I haven't really kind of forced him into trying to fish. So the last time we went, I went to the valley, and the second cast had a 26-inch red on topwater. And he's just sitting back there, you know, and I was like, well, I turned around. I just went to some of my wintertime spots, but it was just one of those pretty days.
Uh-huh.
And I fired that spook up there, and I went one time, and that red went boom, and Tyler jumped up, and he's like, he's watching me. So, you know, so we're just sitting back there, and I think he'll do better if I get some shrimp and a popping cork. And, you know, I don't expect him to throw lures, obviously, but just having him out there is just so easy. I think God gave him to me for a reason, and it's such a cliche that I almost get tired of saying it all the time. You know, or people will say it to me. You know, God only gives children to those who know he can handle it. And I was like, well, I'm handling it, but I didn't ask for it. But it's just nice that he's getting to the age now where he can go with us and hang out with us. Not like me constantly watching him or, you know.
See him folding clothes the other day?
Yeah. He's in the STEP program at the school where they pull him out of classes now, and they're doing more, you know, life stuff with him. Like, that's when I get a clothing order, I get ready to do a festival, and I've got some stuff that needs to be folded, and I'm just going to hand it to him. When we go to the restaurant and open up the restaurant, like I have him clean all the menus, and I'll just have him sit down, and he'll just, you know, eat with the wipes and just wipe it. They're very OCD and meticulous about what they do.
Uh-huh.
And they're very good about doing stuff repetitively. So if you give him a job that he has to repetitively do, then he does well with it. That's why I'm so passionate about the school and what Michelle's doing. Michelle's son is now 21. She could almost just say, okay, I'm done with the school. Her son's transitioning, now he's 21, but she's dedicated her life to help other parents like me and all the other parents that are at the school, because she has such a great vision and she's created such a great model. Public schools can't do what she's doing, obviously. They don't fund the special needs at all. Your child would be in public school. My son wouldn't be singing me happy birthday on my 54th birthday if he was stuck over at public school. And like I said, it's no dish on the public school system, but that's just why, you know, that's why some kids go to Yale and some kids go to FCCJ. I had to put my son in some place where he was going to get the maximum out of his youth to try to help him later in life. And if he was stuck in public schools, then we probably wouldn't be having this conversation of him singing me happy birthday. We probably wouldn't be having the Flounder Pounder, because then I wouldn't have a reason to do it.
Right.
The only reason why I started doing it is because it's part of the parent curriculum over there. When you come on as a parent, you're supposed to do some type of fundraising. Well, I'm not selling cookies at Publix.
Come on, Chip. You look good in that little skirt, man.
I had to come up with something that I could actually assert myself into and try to make a difference. And that's when I came up with the idea of doing a fishing tournament. And now here we are 10 years later, man. I mean, it's...
And what a tournament you've created prosper every year.
And a lot of it because people do gravitate. They like it. I'm like the last tournament of the year, which is kind of cool. Everybody's got, you know, the Kingfish tournament, all the other tournaments, and then mine always is at the end. And like I said, luckily I have the venue open, Mavi. I just pray that they can stay open, you know, for another... It's just a hard – I mean, he understands he's up against the eight ball right there because of all the previous ownerships not making it. So people automatically go, oh, just another restaurant. But he is a nice guy. He's redid all the decking outside. I mean, all new furniture.
And you said he owns three other restaurants.
He has two other restaurants.
And what are those?
The Mavi. One is in Orlando called Game Changers, which is a sports bar.
Okay.
And then the other one's in the town center, and I don't know exactly which one it is.
Okay. I think it's Mavi's.
That's name. One of them.
Moxie?
No, Mavi. They have a Mavi down in, I don't think they have it at the town center.
No, they have Moxie.
Moxie, yeah. I don't know which one. So he comes already with a lot of 25 years experience in the restaurant industry. But what he doesn't, I mean, that's a big venue. And I already told him, I said, you be ready the day that I come, because you're probably going to never see it as full as it is with my captain's meeting, which is going to rock with the Boogie Freaks again.
Boogie Freaks
will be jamming. we'll be there. I have a special guest, Rick, which you don't want to miss. My little girl singing the national anthem again.
Nice.
Remember, were you there the year that she sang it?
Yep.
Well, she didn't do it last year because she was going through a breakup with her boyfriend, and singers' minds have to be mentally right in order to perform, you know, really good. So this lady, Madeline, that I work with at the hospital, has got the best. You know how people never got discovered? Well, she was a singer in the U.S. Navy, so she was in the military choir. But she knocked out that national anthem. I'll get the flag from Angie's. Ed will let me use the flag. I'll bring the American flag down there. About 7:15, when everybody's hooting it up and having a good time, I'll be like, hey, can I get your attention? Stand for the national anthem. And then everyone kept talking. I said, excuse me. And then she busted that first verse out, and you couldn't hear a pin drop, Rick.
Speaking of Angie's, the big toadfish.
Oh, yeah, that's toadfish division. We always have that.
Don't forget
Rick
that.
Will win that one.
I was ahead. I shouldn't have thrown that darn thing away. But it scared me anyway. It's so big. We have Rick, some freshwater reports from the Orlando area. How you doing, Rick?
Hey, doing well, guys. How are y'all today?
Hey, doing buddy. Good.
Talk to me. What you got going on in the freshwater?
I'll tell you what. Freshwater is phenomenal right now. I went out to a lake, part of the Harris Chan Lake, called Lake Yell. Sunday, we did it live on the show on Southern Outdoors, and on there, I do a 30-minute live show, and I mean, it was phenomenal. I caught small bass right up close to the shore, about 3 to 4 feet of water, but I targeted where it dropped off real quick. There was a deep hole beside there. That's where I targeted, and so I caught a few small ones. But to end the show, I caught a 6-plus pounder right off the edge there. I mean, it was sensational. Top water explosion. Oh,
nice.
Good stuff. It was great. It was great.
Whopper plopper?
No, not the whopper plopper. I used a Spro rattling chug bug.
Oh, nice.
Storm rattling chug bug.
Oh, that's a good one. We use that in the salt water. They love it.
Oh, yeah. It's great. I mean, and I'll change it up. I'll put it uses the standard hooks on it are pretty good, but I'll get a Gamakatsu, 2-aught feathered tail trailer hook on it or treble hook on it. On the end there, and it tears them up, and it has the strength to hold a 6-pounder, so to say, you know.
Yeah, that's a great lure. It's got that natural bloop. If you hit it just right, if you get the right, just the right amount of snap, not overly where it flies on the server, but you'll just go boom. That sounds just like a popping cork.
Rick, well, somebody
and
brought.
You can walk it too.
I can walk it,
skip it. You know, all that.
Somebody brought something up to me the other day and questioned me. He says, when did all this change? He says, back in the day, the anglers had to bring their fish in for weigh-in. He says, now they've got a spotter. I guess they're called spotters on the boat. When they catch that fish, it's weighed instantly and released, and they put that line back in the water instantly. Boom, 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 as many as you can get and try to. When did all that change?
It changed with MLF, the Major League Fishing.
Okay.
Is where it changed. And what they did is they've actually got, like you said, a spotter or a judge on there.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is they'll weigh it in, they'll record it,
right.
They'll release it right then. There's also another brand called Kinect Scale. And Kinect Scale actually Bluetooths to your phone. And you make that record where you measure it, weigh it, it records the weight, and you release it back. They actually have a lot of tournaments done by fish species using this scale.
I mean, the scale's basically...
It's in the boat.
They
have the judge in there.
It's a handheld scale, but it's Bluetooth to your phone.
Okay, and, so the way that they keep the weight consistent or the scale consistent is through the telephones.
Yeah, through the telephones. And, of course, whenever you do it, it gives you a number. And you have to actually, for the tournament side of it, you have to actually take a picture with that number with the fish on a scale showing how the length of it. And then the scale itself will record the weight.
Okay, Rick, tell everybody about yourself, please, sir.
Well, I am a competitive bass angler. Of course, a member of the Fish Florida Media Group. And, you can find us on the Fish Florida mobile app. as well as through Facebook. We do a live show every Sunday at 6:30 in the morning. It's a 30-minute show. You can also find us on SouthernOutdoors.com on the web.
There we go. Good deal.
Okay, Rick, thank you for the call. Look forward to talking to you next week. And here we go, Jared. Let's get out of this section here.
All right, 904-831-1023. We got one segment left. Y'all stand by. Fish Florida, Gone Fishing Radio shows.
Beach Boulevard Motorsports is your Ranger Bass and Bay Boat connection. Whether you're a pro or a sportsman, saltwater or fresh, Ranger has the boat for you. The all-new 2019 Ranger boats are in stock at Beach Boulevard Motorsports. With interest rates as low as 4.99%, there's never been a better time to buy than now. Kick off the 2019 fishing season with a Ranger boat from Beach Boulevard Motorsports. Beach Boulevard Motorsports, located between Southside Boulevard and St. John's Bluff. Online at bbms.com. Save a nickel, save a dime. You'll save a bundle at Jack's Bargain Cabinets and Flooring. Save big bucks on building materials from kitchen cabinets, vanities, granite countertops, carpet, and vinyl flooring. Jack's Bargain Cabinets beats the britches off those big box stores by as much as 40%. Bring them a quote from the Fat Cats and they'll beat it like a dusty rug. Jack's Bargain Cabinets are all wood at discount prices. Go to jacksbargaincabinets.com and see the huge selection of kitchen cabinets and countertops. Get a full kitchen or bathroom upgrade in less than 2 weeks at Jack's Bargain Cabinets, 455 Cassett Avenue. When it comes to those pesky bugs, leave them to Beaver. Beaver Bug Blasters, that is. Clyde T. Bunk, the owner of Beaver Bug Blasters, can stop the bugs from coming into your home by building a bug beaver dam that will keep those bugs outside where they belong. Clyde appreciates your business, and he appreciates our veterans. That's why Beaver Bug Blasters is a proud supporter of the Heroes on the Water Foundation. Remember, if your pest control is a disaster, call the masters. Beaver Bug Blasters, 904-242-2847. That's 904-242-2847. Palm Cove Marina, the place boats call heaven. And for good reason, Palm Cove Marina prides itself by offering the largest dry storage facility coupled with the finest wet slip accommodations on Jacksonville's intracoastal waterway. Also, you'll find that Palm Cove Marina provides full marine service, a travel lift, very competitive ethanol-free fuel prices, and they even have a swimming pool. Palm Cove Marina, located on Beach Boulevard on the west side of the intracoastal waterway. Call 223-4757, online at palmcovemarina.com.
Looking for a great day of fishing or want to learn how the pros do it? Then you need to call Captain John Eggers. John's one of the leading guides in the Jacksonville area. John's won such tournaments as the Cabela's IFA Redfish Tournament and has been on many outdoor shows such as TNN and NBC Sports. He'll combine his knowledge of tournament fishing with his charter experience to ensure you have a trip of a lifetime. Give John a call at 591-1611. Again, 591-1611. Or stop by Rick's Bait and Tackle for John's information.
You've been wanting a reputable trolling motor shop in the Beaches area, and now it's here. Fish 307 Jacks. They're a certified Minn Kota service center with the tools and the know-how to get you back in the shallows. If you're needing cannon or walker downrigger work, Fish 307 specializes in that as well. They're conveniently located on Mayport Road, just one block north of Levy, and they're ready to get your boat off the trailer and back in the water where it belongs. Fish 307 Jacks. Give them a call today at 904-859-0966. That's 904-859-0966. Let's get back to the Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show here on Sunny 102.3. The Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. If you want to be a part of the show, we'd love to hear from you. The call-in number is 904-831-1023. That's 904-831-1023. And now, here's your host, Rick Hale, along with Joe Dion and Jeff Altman.
You know, Chip, when me and you started fishing with old Brady Warren, all we had was a throw-down anchor and... We were just learning to use
trolling motors. Yeah, I caught the first year that fish, the one with 96, where Frank Gregg went. I caught the trout and the flounder on a 52M Green Demon. And then I said Raymond and I fished it, and then Raymond lost a big red back in the donut. Mm-hmm. But both of our fish, I came off a 52M. And, yeah, there was nothing, you know, we had the 52. There was no top water.
No top water.
It was a grub, a float rig, or a 52M.
Rick Thacker's jigs.
All right, yeah, jaw jacker jig with a, you know, shrimp and jig, and it's evolved now though, man. Let me tell you, these guys.
Well, Minn Kota is coming out now with a trolling motor that features a built-in mega side imaging.
Oh wow, these fish don't stand a chance, man.
I mean, the trolling motor at the bottom will have the transducer on the bottom,
and then it'll shoot it up to the
in a picture form. Up to the trolling motor.
Yeah, it's amazing the technology that you see at ICAST.
Yeah, and
what's happening in the industry and what's, you know, the future. It's absolutely crazy, the electronics.
Electronics and everything.
I don't care. I still haven't switched over to the remote control trolling motor. I'm still hand controlled.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what. I got a remote control. I'll take the hand control over it any day of the week.
I think if you're with somebody that truly knows how to use it, it's okay. But the first time I fished with a guy that had one, we were trying to fish whiteshell, and I'm like 30 yards off the – I said, we need to be over there. And he's just out there the whole time trying to flick this thing, and I'm like, oh, my God.
I got a foot control.
Yeah.
And it's I don't like it.
And then they complain because it's like trolling motor.
Yeah.
You know?
The one that's on the backcountry right now is a motor guide, 82-pound thrust. I think it's a 52-inch shaft. It's my favorite. That's my best one. I used to have Minn Kotas, but I have to say the motor guides is one of my favorites now. I think they're comparably the same. I mean, but I just like that stainless steel shaft on that motor guide. Right. And I knock on wood, I really haven't had any problems with it. That's me knocking on wood because I'm probably about to ruin myself. But I have got 4 years out of this trolling motor. You're not going to get them forever. So if something went bad, if the circuit board blew, I would probably have it fixed or just get a new one.
Yeah, Minn Kota's teaming up with Hummingbird. Hummingbird is the fish finder down the bottom, and then it goes into the Minn Kota trolling motor.
Wonder what those things are costing now. 3,000?
God, I don't know. I just turned that down.
They're up there, that's for sure.
Yeah, they're not cheap. I think I paid $1,100 or $1,200 for my Minn Kota, my motor guide. That was just not with all the new stuff. But I think sometimes the more stuff they get on them now, they could break.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You always hear about people having problems with those Alteras or the, you know, it's a lot of them. I don't, you know. But it has changed the game offshore with the spot lock with the anchor.
The spot lock's ridiculous.
Yeah, and Vic doesn't have to pull the anchor anymore. I know he loves that.
But that's yes. I'm telling you. The power pole with not pulling that anchor up, especially when you're out by yourself.
Yeah.
Push that button, that anchor comes on up, and catch your next hole.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it is a beautiful thing.
That's why I only fish in about 8 or 10 feet of water.
Well, what do you call the ones that come off the back of the boat? I call them the crab claws.
Oh, yeah, the power poles.
Power poles, yeah.
Yeah, I use mine.
You have two on yours? I have just one on mine.
I got one. I don't have the money. I'm not, you know. It's nice to have two, though, because obviously the theory behind it is it stops you. But if you put one down and you got a headwind on the top, it's going to spin your boat. You lay the two down, and boom, it doesn't move. I mean, it just sits.
Until the fish decides to go back there.
Right, and then it gets hung up in it. Yeah, that's...
Then you have two of them down there.
Yeah. I just got my remote working. I had it forever. It just would never work, but I had it hardwired on my console, so I'd have to step down and hit the hardwired. But now that I have the remote around my neck, it's cool. But I'm going to get the little keychain thing so I can be on the side. You know, where you don't have to hang around your neck. You just put it on a clip. But then you can be like Chip Wingo one time come back from Mosquito Lagoon, and it was in his pocket, and he had it deployed going down the interstate.
Oh,
it burned
no.
his stick. Because, you know, it's in your pocket. You don't kill it, right? So he's sitting there, and a guy drives up to him going, hey, look around. And Chip's like, what? And he says, and so then he pulled over, and he said that stick was like this.
Oh. You mean his 2-foot stick?
And now, exactly. And so it deployed
started out 8 feet.
Yeah, it started out at 8 feet, but I mean, it was just going.
No.
But he had that remote in his pocket. And that's one of the things you got to be careful with whenever you have one of those remotes around your neck with your power pole. He wasn't the first person that's ever done it. Won't be the last.
So, I never thought about that.
Yeah, if it's in your pocket and you hit it by accident, it goes, and you didn't even know.
Hummingbird, Minn Kota, Canon, and Talon are all made by the same company.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the Talon is the opposite of the power pole.
That was our gal over there at Fish 307 Jacks.
Right. Yep. Oh, how's my trolling motor I left with you? Is it doing good?
Let me see. Wires
they're like,
burned up.
Bring your American Express.
Wires burned up. The plastic coating on the outside has melted, and the repair cost is going to be $497.12.
You know how I know that's not true, Joe? Because she hates electricity.
Plus labor.
She wants anything with burner though, she will stay away from it. She don't like electricity at all.
She said he's almost done.
Okay. And I'll tell you what, Jack's 307 Trolling Murder Service.
Where's 307 Jack's?
Everybody knows what I'm talking about. They're down Mayport Road.
Where at?
Okay, you know
where. Are they an authorized dealer for Minn Kota Motor Guides?
Yes.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yes. Motor Guy, too.
Hummingbird, Minn Kota, Cannon, and Talon. They're all made by the same company, well, Minn Kota, iPilot Link.
Ask her if they work on motor guides.
Motor guys, she's listening to the show right now.
You work on motor guides?
Yeah, she'll tell you.
They probably do. Usually they work on boats.
That's Christine Katie.
Yep.
All right, Christine, maybe I'll come see you soon. Hopefully not.
But if you need to, many years not a better we place. Fought to get something here at the beach.
Yeah, yeah, without having to. Well, Charlie had his shot, but it was all on the west side.
103rd Street out in.
I'll never forget. I'll tell the story about Charlie before we go out the air. But one time I went in there, you never bothered Charlie. You never came over without an appointment. He'd just look at you like, get the back of the line. Well, I went in there to help him one day, and he had all those guns hidden. You know, he had this shop that was just, he only knows where to get stuff. He had one gun hidden up here. He had a gun like hidden over here. You know, I mean, because he lived, that area was kind of, it's a spooky area.
Yes.
You know, but he has that open back so somebody could have walked in on him. I always said, Charlie, you ever get worried? He says, oh, I got something for him. So he'd had one stashed here, have one stashed over here. He could just reach and get them. But Charlie was good. And it's good to see that he's still, I mean, he's been through a lot.
Used to do Motor Guide. They are cheaply made. We try not to take them if possible.
She did say that. No. She's got too much class, Jim. That was your buddy.
Was she doing Motor Guide?
I have not got a reply from her yet.
That was a quick two hours.
Hey, thank you, Rick.
Thank you, Chip. Now, people, we're going to be working hard to get this money raised for these kids that are fighting autism.
Jacksonville School for Autism.
Yes, sir. And Chip's going to be out and about. And we're going to have Chip back on before the tournament to go over the rules and let you know what the progress is. What you got, Joe?
I got 904-831-1023. Put that in your phone for next week. Give us a call early. We're going to be busy. We got some good guests lined up next week.
And, Jeff, what do you have to say with that not going here?
Who you got lined up for, Jeff?
Come on, Jeff. You're
not,
the one.
Not a whole lot.
Man.
We had the man, Chip Davis, on today.
And you set up the program. Good. Thank you, Jeff.
No problem. We'll try to have a good guest next week.
All right, buddy.
Guys, y'all be careful out there. Enjoy it. Fish Florida, Gone Fishing Radio Show. We'll see y'all next week. Good day.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They're really saying I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Ready for yoga class?
I'm dragging today. I just haven't been eating great lately.
You should try a GNC multivitamin.
Aren't those expensive?
No, they're only $9.99. GNC One Daily Multis are scientifically formulated and quality checked. It's why they're the most trusted nutritional supplement brand in the world.
And only $9.99?
Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
With wellness that affordable, I could spend more money on yoga pants.
Stop into GNC or visit gnc.com/multis to get the highest quality wellness essentials like Women's Ultra Mega or Mega Man One Daily Multivitamins for only $9.99.
Check off everything on your tour list in no time. The Home Depot has Labor Day savings on appliances, like the Samsung Top Load Washer and Dryer, now just $498 each. With its large drum and vibration reduction, this washer helps you clean fewer loads in less time and with less noise. Plus, it cleans itself, so your laundry can stay fresh. Today is the day for doing. Shop appliance special buys up to 40% off this Labor Day at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.